What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here is the second Thanksgiving special. Now, this article was published on the 26th of November. Thanksgiving Day Massacre. Ex-husband goes on shooting rampage in Houston home, leaving 2 deleted, 2 injured. A shooting at a residential home near Houston Thanksgiving night left 2 people terminated and 2 others wounded, authorities said. An adult injured in the shooting is in critical condition. Houston police are continuing to investigate the scene at the 1500 block of Bagot Lane in Spring Branch, where 4 people, including 3 adults and 1 teenager, were shot. The 2 surviving victims were transported to the hospital, Fox Houston reported. HPD Assistant Chief Patricia Cantu said during a briefing Thursday that the family had just finished eating a Thanksgiving meal together when the ex-husband of the deceased female came in through the back door and opened fire on the family. There were 4 people in the house. As soon as they heard the shooting, they ran to the rooms for safety, Cantu said. The suspect unloaded multiple rounds and reloaded the firearm at least once during the rampage, the chief said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The suspect fled the scene. A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. Correction. You already put the motive in the title. Ex-husband. And of course, I'm going to go into that spiel after I'm done. The Houston police later explained that on the following day, November 25th, the suspect turned himself into the San Antonio Police Department. He is identified as Yanetsi Montreal Granado, 38, who is now charged with 4 felonies. Granado is being held at the Behar County Jail. Well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? 4 location went down in the home. Gotta give that one a 10. Method of execution. Of course, he used a burner. Gotta go down with a 5 on that one. Psychological impact. Of course, I have to give this one a 20 since it did go down right on Thanksgiving Day after the family meal. And of course, for the brutality factor, since he terminated 2 people, I gotta give him a 10. So, gun him down, Granado gets a score of 45. Okay, let's take a quick examination of some things. They said that the motive was not immediately known. However, he's the ex-husband of the female. I'm pretty sure that there's plenty of motive there. Now, you look at the fact that he came in through the back door. Obviously, this man knew the layout of that home, which more than likely means he lost it in the divorce. This is not a Scooby-Doo mystery, people. Let's go ahead and put this together per my interpretation. Married to the woman, they were married, went through a divorce, he lost everything. Eventually, she moved the new man into the home, had some friends over for Thanksgiving. Somehow, he got word of it and decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Why? Because I was wronged via the family court system. Sounds like a pretty well put together story. From my opinion, hey, he was wronged. He came back for retribution. It is what it is. Oh, well. Oh, well. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you think. What do you think his motivation was? Do you think I'm right or do you think I'm wrong? 50-50% chance. And ladies, particularly ex-wives, you need to understand this and you really need to heed this warning that I'm about to give you. Why? Because the power for a lot of you, legal power, power through the family court, everything that you use to screw a man over during a divorce will one day go out. Feminism, court of public opinion, will be nowhere to be found. Even though she more than likely had the new man in the house, guess what? Even he couldn't stop him. It is what it is. More and more men who have been divorced, I think, honestly, a lot more men are not going to take the JDF route. Rest in peace to him. They're not going to go Green Ranger. What's going to happen? They're going to go Jason and put that mask on. And guess what? Me personally, hey, it is what it is. Until the family courts and divorce courts are ready to start giving men a fair shake, hey, let the bodies continue to pile up and I'll keep reporting on them. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.